The year is 1943. World War II has brought the world to its knees. Two not-so-young inventors are released on parole after a 10-year stay in Alcatraz.
Sven Ingeborg. Henry Mossmouth. I find your attitudes maudlin, your personalities cloying, and your visages disturbing. I would let you rot if I could. However, the nation is hemorrhaging men, and I've been instructed to free those deemed non-violent. Scurry now, my little pussycats. Flee.
Institutionalized and obsolete, our heroes rocket into an unknown world ravaged by war. Will they turn the rising tides of doom? Find out on this week's episode of Bubble Boys.
All right, Henry, how's my makeup?
It's beautiful. Is my wig on straight?
Oh, if I didn't know better, I'd say those were golden locks from the Golden Fleece.
Oh, trying to get my nylons lines and straightened back.
Okay. All right, straighten your dress out. It's bunching up in the back, Henry.
Oh, I kind of like it. I feel like it gives me a look.
Henry, you're going to look like...
You are blue. Blue is your color, Sven.
Oh, thank you. Well, it brings out my startlingly blue eyes.
We are going to nail this interview.
Mm-hmm. All right, Henry, we need these jobs.
Seems like there's not a factory that's hiring any men.
Well, all the men are off to war, Henry, and we don't want to go there. So we're going to be women. We're going to act like women. We're going to sit like women. We're even going to pee like women.
Gross. Is my wig on straight?
It's tilting towards the front of your head, Henry. Hold on, let me adjust it for you. It
keeps falling off, Sven, when I try to straighten my nylon seams and back.
Well, Henry, the key to being a woman is to embrace the armor in which you put yourself.
There's a way in which I feel more defended against the world with all this stuff on my face and my ankles.
Exactly. Henry, the garter belt that you wear that holds up those nylons is like a shield.
Sven, blue is your color. I mean, you look incredible.
Well, thank you, Henry, and I can say that red with polka dots is a pattern that suits you as well.
Hold still. I'm going to put this little brooch on you. I think this looks good.
All right, Henry. Now's the time. We need to get into the mind of the woman.
Absolutely. So that we can get into the job of the woman.
That's right. Henry, there's no one hiring men right now. Everyone's off to war, and we don't want to get drafted. So we need to go incognito. We also need to buy bread.
That's right. Womanly bread to feed our girlishly lipsticked mouths.
Let's go.
Hey, Miss Slaughter?
Yes, come in, come in. What's a couple of skirts like you doing out here?
My name's Helen Mossmouth, and this is... Celine. This is Celine Ingeborg.
Celine Ingeborg.
It's actually Celine Ingeborg.
Hmm.
I'm from Norway.
Ooh, a foreigner. Say something Norwegian for Mama.
Lutefisk.
Lottie doody. That got me tingly. Hi, my name's Mitzi Slaughterhouse, and I run this dang factory.
Well, it's such a pleasure to meet you.
It is a pleasure to meet you. We're interested in jobs making tin cans for your factory.
We would like to push buttons and press levers and turn tin into beautiful round things.
Well, we believe that women can definitely help with the war effort while all the men are away.
We're two women, and just because we're women doesn't mean we don't have strong arms and thick thighs.
That's right, and you have to exercise that thick thigh and those strong arms and a dumb brain when you work in a factory, because there's no individuality in here. There's no characters welcome here. I want worker bees. I want worker flies. I want worker ravens. You get my drift?
What about worker dragonflies?
Don't get smart with me, Celine. I'm gonna learn some Norwegian and curse you out one day.
Oh, that'd be funny.
Make me feel like I'm at home.
Speaking of home, where'd you two come from?
Just came down the road from San Francisco.
San Francisco, huh? Mm-hmm. A lot of gold, a lot of bikinis.
I wouldn't say that.
There was a lot of fog and hills, too.
Now, tell me why you deserve all of my money, or some of it.
We care about tin cans.
You don't need to tell me what a tin can can or can't do, okay? I've been running this factory for 40 years, okay? And no one knows a tin can more than me. Did you know this? A tin can also be used as a weapon for domestic abuse. I didn't know that until 16 years ago. Boy, did I learn my lesson. What's a lesson you've learned?
A lesson I've learned repeatedly. Helen and I love to go out to restaurants and eat. And most of the time we like to order multiple entrees and stuff our faces.
We get hungry.
And as the days and months and weeks have passed with hugely full bellies, you know, we've discovered that sometimes your eyes can be bigger than your stomach. Just like your brain can be bigger than your heart.
That was a load of bull corn, okay? That's enough corn to fill this whole factory. The wage is 13 cents an hour.
Ooh.
For supervisors.
Are we supervisors?
You're not even a slug, supervisor. You're not even a slug. You're the fungus of a worm. In fact, you're not even hired yet.
Is this the kind of factory that maybe one day a worker worm can crawl up a tree and make a cocoon and come out a supervisor?
I'd have to die for that to happen. And I've had a lot of bull happen to me in my life, and I've persevered through it, so I'm not about to shrivel up anytime soon.
You seem like a very tough lady.
I am tough.
Can you tell us what happened to you?
What happened to me?
Like with your hair and skin.
I know, I look like a dried up raisin. I look like a purse made out of raisins. I know I do.
That sounds a funny thought.
Sounds yummy.
We were a very poor family. We didn't have a roof over our heads. And I mean that literally. We had a house with walls and beds, but no roof. The sun was beating down on us every night. And my father was beating down on us every night. And you know what they say about women? They marry the types that are just like their fathers. And wouldn't you know it, I walked down the aisle with a murderer. And except I got away with it. He had six women stashed under our bed at a time. I was sleeping with the enemy. I was the one that got away. Excuse me, I'm sorry to get carried away.
What happened to your ex-husband?
What happened to your ex-husband?
I've never been in love.
Oh.
Or felt the warm caress of a man's lips.
Maybe you've been spending too much time with what's your name?
Oh, it's Helen.
Oh, yeah, maybe you've been spending too much time with Helen.
Maybe so. Helen is a burden at times.
Yeah, and I've never been in love with a gross man either, or felt his sick beard on my face, or his...
Oh,
scratching like a Brillo pad.
Oh, it's like an animal.
Can I ask how often we have breaks at the factory?
You get 3 breaks per week, so you can spread it out how you want to.
All on Monday.
Some of the gals do that. You're catching on already to the culture around here. That's nice, yeah.
We're just looking for a place to work where we can make friends and have a good time.
Or if you're hiring anyone in the label department of the can factory, well, I bet I could design a label that would sell a can.
Well, pitch me a slogan.
Okay, well, what I'm imagining is it's a turtle's back, and it's got eyes and a mouth on it, like it's a face of a person.
I like it, go on.
And it's round, and there's a big old tongue hanging out, and the slogan of it is, turtles and toddlers all love it, won't you?
Okay, I like you a lot. What was your name?
Oh, it's Helen.
Helen, yeah, that made me laugh. Listen, I might have a couple positions open. I might be able to squeeze you in at the end of the line.
Sure.
No one likes to be at the end of the line.
Well, in this case, an end would be a beginning, would it not?
Keep your mouth shut, and I don't like witty comments like that. Norma, Ronnie, we got two new gals. I want you to show them the ropes. This is Celine and Helen. Make sure they work hard.
Well, yeah, we were expecting some new girls.
Yeah, what are your names again? Celine?
I'm Celine and this is Helen.
Oh, I love the name Helen.
You have a really strong handshake.
Thank you. My name's Wani Winkle. I've been working here for over 10 years, so.
You don't look a day older than 10.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm Norma Titan. I've been working here 2 months.
Well, could you show us the ropes?
Oh, we'd love to.
Oh, sure. Okay, over here, you can see this is where the cans come down the line. We watch them right here, make sure there's no defects.
Yeah, you're looking for cuts or scrapes, just anything that doesn't look normal.
Because you don't want to have a leaky can.
What was inside the can would go right out of it.
Exactly. That would defeat the purpose of the can. Well, you guys need more details or you get it?
So we just wash the cans?
Yeah, look for holes.
Okay, that seems simple enough.
At any point, are we involved in the manufacturing process?
Oh, we usually tell somebody if there's a hole.
Yeah, you want to tell Rodney if there's a hole. You just yell, Rodney!
Hole!
Rodney's my butler.
Yeah. He's your butler?
My butler.
Oh, your butler. Are you dating?
No, not anymore.
No, I'm not dating him.
Are you ladies single?
Oh, well, I got a beau. He's off. He's in Arizona now, but later he'll be away, you know.
So you sure are brave heroes who are fighting this war. Any man who'd disguise himself as a woman and work in a factory would be a coward worthy of a treason's death.
Oh, yeah, we'd tar and feather him on the spot if we saw one.
Mm-hmm. I keep telling Norma I think he's dead, her beau.
Yeah, I keep telling her I hope not.
Ronnie, that is incredibly distasteful.
Well, no, just a way of life, yeah. Everybody dies.
Yeah, she's just trying to prepare me. It's actually kind of sweet.
Norma, have you received a letter from him recently?
No. No, but you know, things...
You know, I was deaf when I was born.
But your ears are so big.
Yeah, well, I couldn't hear anything out of him. One day I was working, and all of a sudden, I could hear. It was the strangest thing.
It's like a symphony of clanks and clatters and crashes in this factory.
Yeah, I wasn't so happy to hear all the cans.
Ronnie, did you do something to get your hearing?
What?
Did you make a deal?
Like with a bad person?
They have magicians over in Europe, in Germany.
Are you trying to say that she's one of them?
I'm not a Nazi. I don't even understand the war. I don't understand it. I wouldn't know what side to take. Oh my god, I used to get in so much trouble for exposing myself everywhere in the factory. I kept showing myself around the factory and everyone kept asking me to stop, but I wouldn't stop because I thought it was funny. And then, all of a sudden, I could hear.
I have a real story about my life that I lived as a girl. I was born next door to Santa's on the farm of the North Pole, and I raised reindeer and cattle until I was 22, and then I went to school. And I had to go to school, and Santa taught me, and both my parents were rich and worked for the president. And then I came here.
Whoa. You knew Santa?
Yeah.
I don't believe in that guy. I don't believe in him anymore.
Yeah, I've never met him, so.
Well, he's as real as you or me, and anyone who doesn't believe in him is talking about my friend, and I'll punch him in the face.
Whoa. No punching here.
No.
Miss Slaughter will come down and punch you so hard that you don't even remember that you worked here.
Helen just gets a little upset. Her childhood was very difficult. And
sure, I know. I had a difficult childhood, too. I was raised on a boxcar, in one, and then on one.
You were a boxcar child?
Yeah.
My body hurts.
Yeah, but that's just normal stuff.
It looks contorted and weak, and maybe like you don't go outside very much.
Well, I spent most of my days here at the factory, and I live really close by, so But, you know, you gotta remember, it's not about how old you are or how big you are. It's about the work that you're doing. And I do really, really good work.
Oh, disgusting.
I'd love to be a man because if I were a man, yeah. I could go across the countries to other countries and just be a soldier and fight the wars and kill the enemies and the Nazis and just give them hell. Give them hell.
Yeah. I would hate to be a man.
Oh?
Yeah. Being a man, you have to go to wars, even if you don't want to, and you have to go to jail, even if you just sell fraudulent gum to kids out of a comic book, and you have to talk to women and try not to cry when they're so beautiful next to you, and if anyone gets hungry...
What Helen is trying to say is that men are disgusting, gross pigs.
Oh, I just love them. Ever since I was a baby, I started dreaming of them. If I could have all of them in a room, that's the kind of room I'd like to be in.
You know, I think women are beautiful.
Well, I think all women are different kinds of women, so...
Yeah.
That's for sure.
And I think all those women that are different kinds of women are different kinds of beautiful. And I think men are disgusting pig slugs.
I don't know how I feel about men, but if men want to be with me, I'm gonna be with man. I'm gonna be with whoever wants to be with.
Ronnie, has anyone ever told you that you look like a bent over thumb?
Ronnie, has anyone ever told you look like a scarecrow without the straw inside of it?
People told me I look like a banjo. If that's what you mean, then yeah, thanks.
I have cans stuck on both of my hands up to their wrists.
You really shouldn't be touching them. Just watching.
Just watching the cans. That's what we do. Watch the cans.
Have you ever stuck your hand in a can and then pounded it so that it's shaped like your hand?
No, but I think about it every night.
Yeah. One time I took some cans home and I was playing with the cans. I got so much trouble from Miss Lotta when she found out the cans were missing. So be careful because she'll come for you and you don't want to see what she's going to do.
Helen and I had the same dream last night.
Oh?
People say I have gray skin.
Yeah.
It's pretty gray on your temples and forehead.
I mean, it's like I can see through your skin into your brain, which is gray.
Right. It's like see-through skin. See-through skin. See-through skin. See through skin.
You wanna see through skin?
Skin.
You wanna see
through
skin?
Just look! I don't know about you ladies, but it feels like we're becoming really fast friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't had a friend since my rat died, so this is good.
Do you ladies have lunch somewhere all together? I'd like to mix and mingle, you know?
I'm wearing a dress.
Yeah, there's a room.
We have stockings on, too.
Oh, so the full outfit.
Fancy.
Our hair's long.
Yeah. Mm.
Helen and I love soda pop.
We can't get enough of this stuff. We want to pour it all over our bodies and our eyes and mouths.
One time, Helen drank so much soda that her belly got all filled with air and she started to float away.
Oh.
You didn't explode?
No. Do you believe that?
Yeah, you told it to us.
Yeah, I believe you guys. You two are trustworthy people.
Yeah, from your hair to your stockings.
And you two are very beautiful, charming women that are purists like us.
What?
Any man not us would love to fall in with you, love.
Oh, well, I got a fella, so.
Yeah, and I haven't been in a relationship, so. I mean, whatever happens, I would want to be with a man. I would want to be with a man or a woman or a friend or somebody who, you know, really cares about me. That's what I would want.
Oh, look. It's a can shaped like a heart.
Oh, we keep these.
These ones are for Miss Swada. One time, I was showing off my call and... Miss Slaughter comes around, she says, don't show your hole around you. As I told her, oh my god, I can hear. I can hear, Miss Slaughter. So we... That was a good day.
Oh boy, Sven, I really like that Ronnie Winkle.
And I think I'm in love with the beautiful, sophisticated Norma Titan.
I can hardly bear it standing on that line all day, our arms brushing against each other as we look at those cans.
Our noses brush their beautifully scented curls.
I gotta do something. I mean, I just don't know what to do, Sven.
We have to do something, Henry, now. First, we need to entice them by engaging them kinesthetically.
My mom again?
We need to touch them. We need to get their pleasure centers working.
Oh. Well, Sven, it looks like someone's coming up the walk. Maybe we can practice on him.
All right, put your wig on. I'll button up my dress.
Oh, hello, sir.
Good afternoon, lady. Ladies.
Come in, big boy.
We are ladies. We're women. Very ladylike women.
I'm Ron Skelton from the Full Brush Company. I have some products to show you, ladies, if you don't mind.
Oh, no.
Brushes. We go through many brushes, brushing our hair. We brush it 200 times a night.
We count every stroke so our hair is smooth and good smelling.
What is your suit jacket made out of? It's so soft.
It's wool. It's just wool. There's nothing. Okay, let's get back. This brush number one. This is brush number one. Liniment. You probably need liniment more than brushes, don't you?
I'm looking for a number one. Boom, ba boom, ba boom.
Okay, brush number two. I've got a second brush here. It's a 4-inch brush. It's got horse hair.
I'm sorry, sir. I won't settle for being number two.
Okay, how about a badger brush? Good for men's whiskers.
Oh, stop badgering me.
Okay.
Of course you can have a date.
Okay, okay, okay. Brush number five. Horsehair, half badger.
My hair is way too soft to be compared to that of a horse.
I can't concentrate with your big, strong gray hands all over those items.
If you're not interested in my products, I can leave. It seems that might be the case. You seem like you might be interested in something else.
Well, if you leave, how about you meet us down the block for a slice of apple pie?
5 o'clock, I'll be there.
Sven, we did it! He's in love with us!
Now all we have to do is do that at the factory.
It's gonna be simple. There's been no reports of leakage from any can off of this line in the past 7 days.
There better not be any leakage anywhere. If any of you ladies even think you're on your menstrual cycle, I've got extra cushions and pads and cotton balls and all sorts of things in the office.
I'll take some extras.
Sure.
Okay. I haven't gotten my period, so.
Ronnie, we have got to talk about you leaving your shoes all over that office. It's starting to look like your gosh darn closet in there. It's one thing to have a bed, but find a place for the shoes, huh?
All right, well, we can talk about where I should put them, because I like them near the bed, because you never know when you're going to need to put on shoes.
Yeah, you could also just wear them.
I could wear them all.
Ronnie, do you think you'd get your cycle if you ate something besides seeds?
That's a funny question. I don't...
Thanks, it was a joke.
Oh.
Yeah, it sure was.
Slaughter loves my stuff.
I don't be so sure of yourself. Oh. What's that in your right hand right there?
Defective can?
Yeah, that was the joke. Yeah.
Miss Slaughter, I thought I made the jokes around you.
Be quiet, Ronnie, and pick up your shoes after your shift.
Miss Slaughter, I have a question.
Yeah. Now,
speaking of menstrual cycles, a factory filled with so many women, are we going to sync up and all menstruate at the same time? Because I always imagined that'd be such a powerful feeling.
I'm going to let Norm answer this one. She's the astrological whiz.
Yeah, you better hold on, you know. It gets pretty crazy around here just because everybody's in the bathroom. But she lets us take our work in there, so it's so fine.
Everybody's a real bitch around that time. Everybody's so mean to each other.
Yeah, everyone fighting. Is like a real werewolf around here. Ladies turn into beasts and animals. It's disgusting.
I actually think it's a beautiful, powerful thing. And it's like we're all spiritually connected. We all share this, the power of life and death.
Well, we don't all share it. But
that's right. You won't see me leaking anymore. I'm all dried up.
Have you had, is it the end part?
Not so much an end, just a transformation.
She's a wise woman.
Be quiet, Ronnie. Shoes. End of shift.
In a place like this, we can count on each other as women, as support, you know, for love and affection.
Women should feel free to share a cuddle at the end of a shift.
I actually support this women-friendly environment. Trusting a man hasn't gotten me anywhere in this life. So if you ladies, after your shift, feel like you need to touch each other or be amicable amongst each other, pick up Ronnie's shoes, I wouldn't mind it.
Miss Slaughter, can I ask you a personal question while we're looking at all these cans go by? Did you find your husband satisfying?
Don't you ever talk about my husband again. Don't you mention his name in here. How could I be satisfied by a savageable wolf? He killed 6 women. They were underneath my bed when he made love to me. It wasn't love.
When Helen and I were leaving the factory yesterday, we noticed that there's the boiler room is, you know, pretty empty and it's very hot. And it's almost like a steam room. What do you say we go change into some towels and go sit there and talk?
We could menstruate if we felt like it.
I don't know. What's the benefit in steaming your skin? How many defective cans have come off the line today?
57.
Oh, that's correct, Ronnie.
You just feed them into this big can maker. My hair!
Oh, Helen!
This horrible machine removed my hair and human body parts.
I have a disease and I had to wear this my wig that hides my femininity.
I think the rest of my body grew more hair.
Are you guys men?
You're not.
Men? You're men? I haven't had a man walk in my life for 15 years. I'm not about to see this empire be destroyed by a couple of 2 sissy ninny men who pretended to be women. They're men! Imagine that! A couple of men coming into factory to work! A couple of men coming in here to destroy everything that I had. Well, let me tell you something, worms. You're not about to slither up in my woman hole, or Ronnie's woman hole, or Norma's room. I'm so darn mad!
We've been trying to get in the mind, the psyche of the female of the species.
We trusted you guys. I told you things that I never told anybody.
And you took advantage.
I told you if there's one thing that I hate, it's dishonesty.
And if we had it to do again, we would have told you from moment one that we were just men who were dressing up as women to work in a factory to make money because we're cowards.
And we would genuinely like to have our periods.
I had you pull down my pants when my hands were sticky.
I have never.
Miss Slaughter, please. Henry and I we are cowards. We are slugs. We are amoebas of human beings. But we just spent 10 years hard time in a prison. And to be perfectly honest, we just wanted to come work here for a little bit to absorb the beauty and the femininity that is woman.
And the felons? I mean, we touched them. We ate with them.
You're probably covered in syphilis and mumps.
Miss Slaughter, put down the cans, please.
No.
Put down those cans.
I'm in my right mind to bash your skulls in one by one. Ronnie, Norma, take a can. Start bashing.
Like this?
I hit myself.
Rodney, come on, we got 2 defective cans out here.
Yeah, 2 real big defective yellow-bellied cans.
Wait, you guys are mean men, and you...
You broke her.
I might as well die.
You're sick, disgusting animals. You belong in a zoo. And I am in my right mind to go get my sledgehammer from under my desk and put you in underground. Pile of bones.
She's not kidding.
She knows how to do it. We did it with those women.
Well, we will leave you now. But I have to tell you, Miss Slaughter, Norma, you meant
what
so
about
much to
me.
Ronnie.
I'm sorry, Ronnie, but I don't understand the drivel that comes out of your mouth.
What are you talking about?
Quiet, Ronnie. Let him talk.
But the two of you have really been an inspiration to me. I've always had trouble talking to women, and the beauty, the light that pour forth from you, the two of you, has really opened
my
eyes.
What about my light?
Ronnie, if someone had told me 2 weeks ago that I would fall in love with a girl who looks like a bat stuck in the neck of a wine bottle, I would have said they're liars. But here I am, begging you to please go on a date with me.
What? I've never heard that before. Bat in a wine bottle. One time someone told me I looked like a wheelchair.
Well, you don't.
Thank you. I would love to go on a date with you.
Are you kidding me? Are you insane? Oh, you better get out of here, and I mean fast. And if you don't move fast, then I'll kick you, and I'll kick you fast. And you'll be out this door in no time. You two are despicable, sick, human slime beings.
Bubble Boys. Created by Steve Nelson and Andrew Tischer. Produced and directed by Tim Joyce. This episode improvised by Steve Nelson and Andrew Tischer, with Annie Donnelly, Lily Sullivan, Allison Ringand, and Tim Joyce. Please like us on Facebook at facebook.com/bubbleboys and listen to more episodes at bubbleboys.podomatic.com. You can also rate us on iTunes. Love us, hate us, just let us know it.
We've seduced women before.
Well, yeah, I know how to do that when I'm a guy. I go up to them, I give them an apple, I apologize for what I am and what I look like, and sometimes, out of pity, they give me a kiss.
Yeah, and I walk up to them, I grab them around the chest, and I tell them what I want.
I'm so darn mad! I think I got the bugs on my tongue!